Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
DRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello, Grudge World. You're here live with your girl, Lady A. We have a special host tonight, and that's going to be Crew Cheese. Crew Cheese, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, Lady A. How about yourself?
Very well, thank you.
All right. That's what's up. But, you know, I got to check on my girl to make sure you straight, because without you, you know, the show wouldn't really go on too much. You got the board over there. Let me know your hands coming up.
I do appreciate you checking on me. I was running a little late. My clock on my computer, I guess, got set back, but I'm here and ready to go.
Oh, better late than never. It's all good. It's definitely all good. I need you to get a couple people online for me.
Okay.
I need to get up. Let me see if he on. Big Ken, if you on the line, press the one button. Make your mic hot. Post Op Joe, I need you to get Post Op Joe on the phone for me. Let me get Dog on the line. I need Tony Bonds on the line. And I need DJ Grant on the line.
All right, yeah, I'll get these people on the line. If any of you are on the line right now, please press 1 so I can get you on. And if you'll give me just a moment, Crew Chief, I'll start getting these people on for you, okay?
All right, go ahead. While you're doing your thing, I'm going to go ahead and I'll go ahead and start giving my shout-outs. First off, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, none of this would be possible. Next up, I got B&L Performance, PRD Racing Engines, PDL Transmissions, Speed and Truck World, TRZ Motorsports, AA Performance, Mickey Thompson Tires, Wilson Manifolds, Abroad Nitrous, Grudge Inc., Mr. Ronnie Brown, Gunnet Picks, Jay Barnes, Wendy Martin, VSOP, we in the building. Please drink responsible. Now that I got that out of the way, who on the line? I heard somebody talking in the background. All right. Well, ain't nobody on the line.
So we do have Crew Chief, Mike Hill from Chicago on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, and yourself?
Very well, thank you.
Got shot down in the house. What happened?
Hey, Crew Chief, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing. How about yourself?
Man, wonderful. Ain't got no complaints. Just doing wonderful, man. Just I might hear from Chicago, from Born Again Racing up here, and we just are looking forward for you guys are coming up here, man. We're excited, man, that the South is invading the North, man. I know we're going to really have a good time, man, whatever the outcome may be. You know what I'm saying? We just want to enjoy ourselves, man. This is an awesome time that we can just fellowship, man, and race, man, and have fun, man. And I'm really looking forward to it, you know. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Same here. You know, Team South is definitely anticipating a trip up there, like you say, for some good fellowship and some good racing to meet a lot of people that we have never met before. We only heard voices. We will we're anxious to be able to put a face with the voice and faces to the names of you know, our competitors. You know, so without a doubt, we definitely look forward to coming up. You know, just putting on a good show, man. Win, lose, or draw, we look forward to coming up there, making a trip. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a hike for us, for Team South to head up that way. But we're going to do what we got to do to make the trip a success, and you know, just come up there and support all races as a whole, because we are a family. Drag racing is a family. It's a brotherhood, just like the alphas and the Q dogs and everybody else. We're a brotherhood. So
as a whole,
for Team South, that we are. Looking forward to coming up there and you know, dancing around with y'all a little bit.
Hey, man, you mind if I pray for you brothers that's coming up this weekend, man? I would like to pray for you brothers, man, that y'all have a safe trip, man.
Okay,
okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead. You got the mic.
You ready? Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we exalt you. We thank you for this glorious day. We thank you that your mercy was new this morning. We thank you for your amazing grace and your loving kindness. We thank you, Father God, for your compassion. And Father God, we just lift up the South that's coming up to the North this weekend, Father God, that you will cover the highways and byways with your ministry and protecting angels, Father God, that no weapon formed against those men or women that's coming up shall prosper, that every tongue that rises against them in judgment shall be condemned. We counsel every assignment of the enemy. We bind all backlash and retaliation from the North, South, East, and West. And Father God, we thank you for a great time of fellowship, Father God. We pray that you look out on their families as they, in their absence, Father God, their children, their wives or girlfriends or whoever may be left behind down in the South, Father God, that you will continue to watch over them as well. We counsel any assignment of car trouble, Father God, that there will be no car trouble, Father God, no traffic jams, Father God. They will have a clear path to the North, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And once they get here, Father God, you will continue to watch over them and protect them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will have a glorious time in you, Father God, that we will fellowship, Father God, with one another, Father God. We will walk in love, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we just thank you that no weapons formed against the South shall prosper, no weapons formed against the North shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises against it in judgment shall be condemned. And Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in our midst, Father God. We give you all the praise and all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, boy. I thought I was in our service just then, but you just said a mouthful, brother. I appreciate that.
I wanted to do that, man. You know, when the Lord laid on my heart today to lift you brothers up in prayer, man, because I know it's a great sacrifice. You brothers are coming up, no matter where you come from, Florida or Georgia. You know, it is a sacrifice, man. And I know personally the governors, Governor Beers and Lil Tony and the rest of the Grudge fans do appreciate you brothers making that sacrifice, because you could have been doing anything this weekend, but you decided to come up and fellowship and just have some fun, man. So I just want to, you know what I'm saying, in the behalf of the other governors of the state of Illinois and Michigan, man, we really excited, you know what I'm saying, the sacrifice y'all finna make this weekend, man. So I'm looking forward to meeting you, man, in person, and you and Big Low and the rest of you brothers down South, man. I see you all on the internet and hear your voices on the radio, man. So it'll be a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, just to shake you guys' hands, man, and thank you in person. So, and in saying that, man, you continue to have a great show tonight.
All right, appreciate it. But I'm glad you hit that point about the you know, traveling up with no harm and no traffic and, you know, having a safe trip up. That brings me back to this past weekend. We've been traveling on, me and my team been on the road since Friday.
We had a better moment.
And, you know, we've been experiencing car trouble since we've been on the road, but you know, we've been toughing it out, you know, fighting it out. But as I was saying earlier about our brotherhood, you know, our fellow brother racers, Car Key, I gotta give a special thanks to Car Key, Dolomite, Dog, Tony Bonds, Trigger Man, Mr. Ronnie Brown. I mean, they made a lot of things happen for us since Friday, you know, to put us in a position where we're able to try to make that race, you know, and come up there and, like I say, make everything a success this weekend coming up. So, I once again, I got to thank Dolomite. Dolomite was one of the first ones we called when we had we were starting to experience car trouble. He was asleep at the time because it was the wee hours of the morning. But to no avail, I mean, as soon as his feet hit the ground, he picked his phone up, and he saw me and Big Low had called him. He called us right back, found out what we needed. He was on his way to work. He called in to work, told him he'll get there. When he get there, he got some things he got to handle. And he was by our side the whole way, so I definitely got to send a special thanks out to Dolomite. Dog, I called Dog. I honestly didn't even think of Dolomite, but I ended up calling Dog, and I told him we were having a little trouble, and we needed a little help, and he referred us to our location because we was right around the Savannah area, and he was like, yeah, call Dolomite. Dolomite, you know, he ain't too far from you, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I called Dolomite. He was right there, you know. He helped us on out, get to the dealership, get the truck worked on, and from that point on, we pushed on a little further. And our next guardian angel out there was Tony Bonds, the Primetime Camp. I gotta give a big thanks to the whole Primetime Camp for their support and their effort in helping us out make it from Union all the way back to South Georgia.
Wow!
Because we left Union, not even know which direction to even go in, you know. And they made some few suggestions of get on this highway, turn left, turn right. Go here, just lay over in Augusta, and we'll hook up in the morning, and, you know, y'all can follow me. You know, I'll help y'all get on down to Mr. Ronnie Brown race down there in Valdosta. So, between Tony Bonds, Trigger Man, Cowboy, Mississippi Joe, Travis, all them boys, they made it possible for us to get down to Ronnie Brown race Sunday in South Georgia. So, we made it down there, tried to get some things going. Eventually, the rain came, and of course, you know, the end of that event. And next up, my main man, Car Key, he told us, I got the best diesel mechanic on this side of the state line, Maurice. Oh, yeah, my main man, Maurice, up there in the eighth. You know, he told us, man, come up that way. I got a good mechanic. Whatever it is, don't worry about it. He'll get it fixed for you. From we left South Georgia, my main man Car Key told us, man, don't get no room, y'all come to my house. He opened his doors up with warm welcome, gave us a place to stay. We've been here since Sunday, so we've been, you know, been up here living with Car Key, crashing with him, you know, kicking around, enjoying, you know, the atmosphere, good people, good fellowship. Like I said, that's real true friend brother.
Amen.
I mean, for somebody, you know, I've met Car Key a while back, and he always say, man, if y'all need me, just call me. I got you. You know, you hear that all the time. But we're hundreds of miles from home and don't really know what to do. And here it is. He referred us to his mechanic, and then he opened his doors up, you know. He opened his doors up to his home and say, y'all come lay your head. Don't get no room. Don't spend no money, you know. We're going to make sure we get the truck fixed and get y'all up and running, you know, and everything. So, you know, me and the team, we did that. And, you know, Car Key, he's been holding us down since Sunday. So I got to give a big thanks to that brother. You know what I mean? He's doing everything in his power to get us up there to Indiana this weekend. So,
all right.
You know, Car Key, Maurice. Man, y'all them some real dudes, man. They've been doing everything in their way. And, you know, it's just funny because God just put people in your life. He brings people into your life, you know what I'm saying, for reasons that are unknown, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I'm glad, you know, bringing Car Key, you know, bringing me in the connection, me and my team with Car Key and Tony Bonds and Dog and Dolomite, you know what I mean, to help us out. You know what I'm saying, to help us out in the things that, you know, with all the stuff that we've been dealing with this weekend. So, like I say, I appreciate all them guys. I can't thank them enough. My team can't thank them enough. And just know, man, whatever y'all fellas need that we can do, hey, don't hesitate to call the phone and let us know, because if we can do it, if there's anything within our power that we can do to return the favor, we got ain't no problem, brother. We'll make it happen.
All right. That's all right there.
Oh yeah. Nah, I got that out of the way. I got a couple issues I need to handle. In the Bulls game right now. So with that being said, Mike here from Chicago, your mic is on. I mean, if anything you got to say, you just butt in at any given time. I think I got Big Ken on the line. And who else I got on the line? Speak now forever.
That's it right now, darling.
All right, no problem. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on, man? Yeah,
hey,
talk to me, brother. Yo.
Can you give me about 5 minutes? I'm at work. I'm got a customer right in front of me, and I'll switch back over. I'm going to go on mute, and then I'll switch right back over to you.
All right, no problem. Handle that, brother. Handle
okay,
that.
All right.
All right. Well, for those who don't know, if y'all didn't attend any races this weekend, Team Big Low traveled up to Union. We got there late. You know, they say better late than never. We came up there, entered the G-Body shootout. We wasn't able to make a shakedown pass to do what we need to do. So we had to come straight off the trailer, which was no problem. We went out there, took our best guess at it. And unfortunately, it didn't work out for Team Big Low. But, hey, we lived to fight another day. We went out there, showed up, you know, met a couple people that we never met before. Talked to a few fans, talked to a few racers from the Union area, stuff like that. Shout out to Dog. He helped the race up for us. You know, we was having a little truck problem. He helped the race up for us. But as everybody know, if you don't know, Prime Time took all the money home up there in Union. They won the G-Body race, the 29 G-Body race, the 28 G-Body race, and the stock suspension race. So, you know, stopped out there in the Prime Time. They went up to Union and showed out, and they brought home all the money. So that was that. So next up, we stopped down to South Georgia, about Austin. Check out my main man, Ronnie Brown. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know where he got all them calls at from Tallahassee, that Tallahassee shootout. Oh, man, that was worth the price of the nip. I mean, them boys were going for everything they knew how to. They was grabbing nitrous tickets they didn't even have hooked up yet, trying to get down there to the other side. I mean, it was some really good races down there. Of course, Dog and Big Ken, Little Red Riding Hood, they won the S10 shootout. We had a good amount of S10s down there, but all of them didn't meet criteria for the race, so therefore they weren't able to participate. But the ones that were able to participate, Dog went up and he did his thing. You know, he went out there and cut the light on, and I think it was the Headhunters he raced. Looked like they had the brakes on all the way down the track. I was hoping they put on a better race than what they did, but, hey, it is what it is. You know, Dog, he went out there and cut the light on, and they got the belt and the money and everything else. So, big shout-out to Big Ken and Dog for winning the race down there. Yo,
Coach, I'm back, man.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I was just talking about your brother. I was just talking about how y'all came to South Georgia and did your thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, how y'all doing out there, Radio Land and the Grudge World? This is 007. Mm-hmm. I just sitting here at work. This is 007. I just sitting here at work, and I saw the phone line lit up. I had a customer in front of me, you know, and so that's when the young lady asked me, could I talk? And as soon as I said I could talk, I had a rush of customers to come in the store, but I done cleared it out now. What you got going there, Crew Chief?
Man, I was just congratulating you and Dog on y'all win down in the office Sunday. Y'all came down there and showed out. So how does it feel to be a champ, brother?
Hey, Crew Chief, you know what? A lot of people thought that, you know, once I become the champ, I would change. You know, holding the belt, don't get me wrong, it's a pleasure, and I thank God for allowing me to be able to participate in the race and come out victorious. But, you know, most of all, man, you know, it's just another step in life that God came into my life that I have achieved. You know, I set out to achieve that goal, and I did. And, you know, I give all the thanks to him, Dog, Tony, the whole crew, you know, for helping achieving that victory. But, you know, it feels good, man. I went out to my local home track last night with the truck, and a lot of people seen the video that BET had posted on the website about us winning the bet with the hit on the truck, you know. And, you know, a lot of people was proud and you know, thankful that a local Mississippi, you know, was able to pull that task off. So it feels good, you know, to a certain degree. It feels real good, man, to hold that belt. And I open the pull up and the challenge up to anyone out here in the Grudge Land with a small box S10 on 28 to 29. They feel like they got what it takes to get that belt. The invitation is open to the whole entire world. Just not the East Coast or West Coast, but the world. Come see me.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Like I said, last week you was on the show saying that you was going to bring the belt home. You was going to be the champ. You was going to get on the show and tell everybody you is the champ. I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge the fact that, yeah, you do own the Grudge Inc. belt. You are the SN champ right now until somebody unthrones you from that. But the person I got to get on right now is Dirty Red. In the ice
Dirty Red. Oh, Lord. Come on, Crew Chief. Don't do that, man.
Man, I got to. They talk
Dirty
real
Red
good things. And they didn't answer their phone come Sunday. I was hoping that they was making. I know they said their truck was down or they was waiting on some parts or whatever the case may be. And I was hoping that they really get it together because I was really interested in seeing was he going to back all that talk up that he had.
Exactly.
And if he did, I wanted to latch hold to him and do something serious to him and show him why I'm his daddy. You know what I mean? But while I got you on the phone, Big Ken, let me ask you a question, bro. Cause this is my real topic of the day. I got to go here because I was listening on. Well, I heard on one of the other shows that they was saying that I was a fake ass racer. So I'm gonna address that a little bit in a little bit, but I gotta ask you a question. What do you consider a fake ass racer?
Crew Chief, I hear a lot of people say, "Oh, this is a fake ass race. He won't do this. He won't do that." In my book, I don't see you in my eyesight as being a fake ass racer. You told me on your radio show 2 weeks ago, I think, or the week before, that you had no business, you didn't want to tangle with Lil Red Riding Hood, but if you was in the show, you was going to give your best shot to run the truck. It was a free shot in the show. And, you know, I told people on Pro Stock Joe's show, we was trying to wait till y'all got there, and I acknowledge y'all had problems why y'all didn't make it there to get in the shootout. So I wouldn't consider you as a fake-ass racer. It was a dilemma with the vehicle that you was traveling, even though your truck was there, but you didn't get there in time to participate in the race, you know. What some people say called fake-ass racing, I wouldn't, man, because I really believe in my heart that you would have participated in the show.
That's correct. You're
right about that. I really did. And it's just like you stated that day when you got there, you said, hey, can I run you for the belt? But, you know, just like I told you, hey, Crew Chief, we done started the show. We done made the pass, even though you made it there at the end. And you say you need to shake your truck down. But, you know, once you shook your truck down, the rain came shortly after that, man. And I told you, I said, Crew Chief, we would still race you, but I wouldn't put the bet up to race you. And you said, well, no, I was going to race you in the show like I told you. And that's what you told me. You said what you said on Pro Star Joe's show, I got on there, I acknowledged. You didn't lie. You told the truth, man. You told the truth about the race. And I stand behind, that's what you said, man. And I understand in life itself, it could have been the other way around because I drove 9 hours down there to the race. My truck was there, but I could have had some problems. And it may not have been able to get there in time for the race. Even though Dawson would have went on and ran the race without me, because guess what? I'm just a spectator looking in anyway. I own the truck, but I give him permission to run the truck. But I know you drive your truck, so that's a different scenario. But Ronnie Brown said that he was going to have another show for the S10 trucks again. And he asked me, you know, he wanted to do it later. Just in case anybody have any problem, you know, everybody would be there when I put up the belt. And I said, no problem. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. I'm a very fair person, and I know in life that things do happen. And that's real talk. That's my version of it, man. I wouldn't consider you as a fake racer. I wouldn't.
That's what's up.
Everybody else have a different version of what they want to say, man. But I respect you, man, because guess what? Everything you have told me, you've lived up to it. And I only go on a man's word. A man's word is bond with me. That's real talk, man.
That's definitely what's
That's
up.
Real talk.
Okay, with that. With that being said, Pro Star Joe, your mic open?
Yes, sir, my mic is open.
What's going on, brother?
What's up, Crew Chief? How you feeling, man?
I'm hanging in there. I wanted to get you on the show because I got word. I didn't go back and listen to the show. They told me to go back and listen to the show. They were saying I should be on a fake-ass racer list. I'm a fake-ass racer. So with that being said, I want to ask you, what is your definition of a fake-ass racer?
All right. I will give you my definition of a fake-ass racer, but first of all, let me set the record straight about what was actually said. Okay. Now, when you make a determination such as so-and-so should be on the fake-ass racer list, it's based on the facts that you're given, the set of facts that you were given. Based on the set of facts that I was given, it was demonstrated that you were doing, you were acting in concert as a fake ass racer at the moment. Based on the fact that I was given, you came on later on and you cleared it up. But never did I say you were going on. I said he might have to go because being a reporter, I know you have to get both sides. I know there's always his side, her side, and then the truth. So, that being said, fake-ass racer. There's a difference between fake-ass racer and fake-ass racing. Now, fake-ass racing with an ING, that's an instance. That's an occurrence. That's, you know, generally speaking, you all right in everybody's book, you know, you got your cred, your grudge cred, but in this particular case, you know, you stunned. All right, so you might say you fake-ass racing. Now, fake-ass racer, those are the guys that ask you to race when they know your car is broke. Those are the guys that come to the track, test all the time, don't never engage, don't never lock nobody in. Those are the guys who won't enter into a free entry contest or shootout. Those are the guys who don't engage. Those are the guys who talk all the time. And they get up 35, 45, 50 races a year, and they get up verbal races. They get close to the line, but they don't cross over to the engagement piece. So those are the fake-ass racers. Those are the guys that use race-stopping language. Oh, let your sister drive. Oh, take your 31-inch tires off and put on 26-inch tires. Well, you know, take off one of your carburetors. You know, all kind of take off your juice. Take off some just some crazy, outlandish stuff that they know you're not going to do. You know, I'm not letting my wife drive my car. I'm not letting my mother drive or this other dude who don't know how to drive my car. I'm not letting no people drive. But at the same time, there are people that is, I mean, you say let so-and-so drive because so-and-so has driven before. He's just not as good a driver. If you say let Trigger Man drive in a race, you figure, I'm just using that as an example, Trigger Man is as good as Tony Bynes on the tree. So you figure if I'm stiffing that, now I'm not stiffing something that can't be done. Now Trigger Man can drive, you know, a stock suspension Mustang as good as Tony Bynes. He's just not as sharp on the tree. That might be somebody's opinion. So if I say if I'm stiffing that, then I know that I'm not using race stopping language. I'm not being fake. I'm not stunting just for the crowd of hearing myself talk. But if I say, let Cowboy drive the car, right? And I know I ain't never seen Cowboy no damn car before, and I know that's not going to happen. I am absolutely safe. I absolutely know no race is going to take place, and all my words are just for show. That's a fake-ass racer, guys who do things of that nature. So in this particular instance, if you came to the track, you felt the guy was too much, and you stuttered around, tried to save face, save pride, that might have been a case of fake-ass racing. But, hey, we've all have done that before. We all, every baby must have a father. Everybody got a daddy. Believe that. No matter who you are, they say Mighty Joe Young is at the top of the food chain in the pro mod world right now. He got a daddy. Big Ball Factor got a daddy. Stevie Jackson got a daddy. Everybody got a daddy. So if you did that, it's all good, man. I'm not mad at you.
All right. Okay, now, with that being said, out of everything he said, and according to you, and only to you, what you just told me, you said due to the what was brought to your attention, the facts that were brought to you before I got on the show, which one of those categories did I fit in? Because me myself, I fit in none of those categories, personally.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm trying to get understanding on with the evidence that was brought to you, which one of those categories did I fit in? Because me, for one, whatever I pretty much say, I'm going to pretty much do. I haven't ducked anybody. You know what I mean? If it's too much, if something is too much for me, I'm not ashamed to say, hey, that's too much. I can't handle that. You know what I mean? So I'm asking you, which one of those categories do I fit in for you to even let that come out your mouth saying that, okay, we might have to put him on the fake-ass racing list?
All right. What was brought to me is that you refuse. You stated that you were going to race be in the back half of the shootout, that your car was there, and that you weren't there, but even when you did get there, you had an opportunity to run, and you wouldn't do it then. Those were the facts as they were presented to me. That was the account that was presented to me. Later on, you talked about you having some car trouble, and you attempted to get it fixed and all that, so that's understood why you showed up late. Also, that you were waiting around to pick your best time to run. So, like I said, based on what you said, now when you got on the phone, once you said that, the language about you being a fake-ass racer or even an instance of fake-ass racing, well, that ceased at that point because I understood, like I said, based on the facts that I was presented, I said you might have to be put on the list. I don't know yet. You might have to be. So that's why I kept fleshing it out and fleshing it out. Finally, you came on, told the other side. So it's all good.
Okay. Well, can I do something for you first, Dr. Joe?
Sure.
You got a pen and paper?
Nah. Are you going to give me your phone number?
Yeah, I'm going to give you my phone number. That way, next time some bullshit come up about me being a fake-ass racer or me possibly being on the list or whatever the case may be, please give me a call so I can stand in the paint like I should
and stand in the paint like I always have, because I haven't dealt nobody. I ain't running from nobody. I ain't hiding. I ain't playing games, because one thing about it, I come in Big Ken and dog on they win, but the two trucks are nowhere equal. Like I said, I'm not getting the details about it because it's not everybody's business. But like I said,
as it should be. That's how graduation is. That's it should be. But
you know what I mean?
My
word is my bond. If I say I'm gonna do something, if Big Lo say he's gonna do something, people tell us all the time, leave Mississippi Joe alone. And if Lo say he gonna race, the team say we gonna race, God damn it, we racing, win or lose. Right now, Mississippi Joe in our pocket for $1 million. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. You know, if Lo give the man his word, or give his team the word to say he gonna race, we gonna do what we set out to do. You know what I mean? But nevertheless, you ready?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm ready.
954-856-9321. Crew Chief. Don't hesitate to call me, brother. You can put me on your text messages. When Big Lo be getting texts about the races, I'm kind of a little jealous because you don't text my number. Yeah, I got to ask him what the hell is going on. It's going down. You know what I mean?
All right, doctor, I'm going to put you on the list, man. You're going to get some texts tonight. I am about 3-4 minutes from Donaldson. As a matter of fact, what I'll probably do, I'll call in and do a live play-by-play tonight. When the race is on, I'm going to be on my video camera. You know I give a live play-by-play on the video. If you ever watch the Pro Stock Presents or Smack Talk TV video, you know I get the live play-by-play. So when that happens,
hey, I got
the show is still on, I'm going to call and do a live play-by-play for the Crew Chief show tonight. How's that?
That's what's up. I'm gonna be on live. I'm gonna be on live until everybody run out of stuff to talk about.
No doubt. Let me put this on the table real quick. Earlier tonight was I won't say another show like the other guys say another show. We got like you can't, it's forbidden for you to say the name of the show. On Wild Man Show tonight. I heard some guys that just, this is, I mean, graduation right now, I mean, everything always evolves. Hey, Lon, how you doing?
Hey,
all right, I'm good enough. All right. All right. Well, hold on both hands. Scared to let go.
I got you.
All right. Yes, sir. I'll be here Saturday. Okay. No, I'll be in Indiana Saturday. I'll be here, next week. Okay, love.
Get that shit together, folks. Don't be lying to the lady tonight. Get it together.
I don't know. It's the lady at the gate, but, you know, she always got a conversation from her. But anyway, what I'm saying, some guys earlier tonight, I'm talking about tight, man. And some guys talking about graduation and the state of graduation. Everybody had, you know, some very, very stiff opinions about, you know, what should and what shouldn't be and the way it is and the way it ain't and the most stuff, right? So, like, this is what I got to say to all of that, because I wasn't on the Wild Man Show. I was listening to it on the internet. But, let me just put the window up here. But let me say this, though. You see, that's why I introduced the segment the other day talking about people need to go to grudge school, because they forgot how to race. These dudes made I think a statement that was way, what's the word? Naive. That you just go to the track and get your man and that's it, lock up. See that. And in and of itself, see, graduation is any. I'm trying to say a lot of things at one time, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to get it all out. Okay, graduation is run what you brung and hope you brung enough. But it's also any two cars can race, and people forget that. How is it that any two cars can race? Because of the stiff game. The stiff game. Give me the back tire. That's a stiff. Now, our cars don't have to sit the same. Which is, generally speaking, this is generally, when you race a head-up race, you figure maybe your car don't necessarily sit the same, but they they one is just as fast as the other. That they ET the same, is, in other words, is what I'm trying to say. So if they ET the same, then basically they sit the same. So at the end of the day, the ideal of that guys can't trick each other. When I talk about tricking a guy, what I mean is you make him think your fast car is slow, or you make him think that he can beat you, or you know, like Tony Bonds, he made a guy think he was on 28 when he was actually on 29, because he told the guy, "You come on 28, I'll run your head up." Now, what does that make you think? That makes you think he's on 28, but he's actually on 29. So he tricked the guy because he thought the guy was faster than him, so he put a guy at a disadvantage. You know, take off one of your systems. William Brown ran Rock a little while ago. William Brown has a small, thought he's at a performance disadvantage to Rock, but he told Rock, take off two of your guns and run two guns with two guns. So people forgot how to race. Everybody just don't come, man, pick your man and race. Well, there's some more stuff that goes to it. Well, that's why there's a lack of racing. That's why there's a need for all these shootouts right now, you know. And by the way, if you put some money up to race and you want to get a bigger return on your money, you know, get 5-1 or 4-1 or whatever the case, rather than a 1-1 return, then you know you're still doing your thing. That's still when you're betting money. And you're racing, that's graduation, whether it's one passes to get the pot or two passes to get the pot. Guys got to understand, things change, and all that. But guys forgot how to race. Get your man, yeah, but you got to beat him with, you can, that's why two cars, you got to beat him with your mind, not necessarily your car. You know, your car can't, your truck right now, you feel can't beat 007, just man-to-man and ahead of thing. So what do you got to do in order to be able to race 007? You got to go out and spend a ton of money, which is not so easy to come by, you know, which you're probably not going to do, because if you were going to do that, you probably would have done that the first time. Or you got to stick him into a race where you feel like you got an equal chance to win. You can gamble. True?
Exactly. That's why I came to 007 with the offer I made. He offered me the back tie, and I told 007 I can't do that. Or for me to have any kind of chance with 007, I need the 1-1. You give me 1-1, I'll gamble a little bit. But the back tie, negative. I can't see no daylight with that. The 1-1, I feel I might be able to at least sit on his quarter panel or sit on his door, you know what I mean, on the big end and be all right. But far as taking the back tie, no.
You know, exactly, and that's how races get done. You went to the track and you picked your man. The only thing is your man is bigger than you, so you need a little help in order to be able to climb the tree. You need a little help, that's all. So, but these guys are forgetting that that's how you get races up. You remember back in the day when we used to run in the street, you give a guy 3 in the break, 4 in the break, 7 in the break in the street, and, you know, you give him 5 cars and a flag and shit like that. That's how you got races up. You know, that's why I was so many races. Right now, you're limited to the back tire to break and to get out. That's the biggest spot you can give somebody. And then some people don't feel like that's enough, or some people feel like that's too much. But still, that's how you race. You step your way into competitiveness. You know, not that you step your way into I want everything, like this Tony Wright thing right now. He's sitting on 31s and want to run everybody on 29s. That's straight bullshit. You're sitting on 30 runs. Run Jimmy McFadden or run these other guys that's sitting on 33. Then you're doing something. if you feel like you're the man on 31s, then run the guys at 33s. Then you're doing something. But, you know, so that's fake ass racing. When you say, I'm going to come out and take over the 29-inch tire world, and then you put on 31-inch tires, that is an example of fake ass racing. No, that's a fake ass racer. That's a fake ass racer. That's straight up fake ass, because who on Tony Bynes already had this experience with 29s and 31s, so he don't want to see that movie no more with the Money Maker car. That's, I mean, you see my point.
Yeah, I feel where you're coming from. I definitely feel where you're coming from. But I understand what you're saying. I mean, it's just the way the game is right now. Everybody, like dogs say, everybody don't know how to play the game. Everybody want to play the game, but they don't know how to play the game. and us sports. Now, for the guys who do know, for the guys that know how to play the game, you got to try to teach the guys who don't know how to play the game. You know, you got to teach them how to play the game. You know, they're a little rough around the edges, and they feel like they're always right, and that they feel whatever they feel, how they feel, that is correct. But that's not grudge racing. That's class racing. You know what I mean? It's easy to say, well, okay, both of us are going to be stock suspension. Both of us got to have 29s. Both of us need to be 3100. You know, that's class racing. You know,
exactly.
Truth be told, just like Mike Hill said. Mike Hill said all the time, it's more class racing than it is grudge racing. I mean, grudge racing is you pick up, man, and you stick the fairest race that you can for you, and try to get your money up, lock in on your stip, not just stipping and don't lock in. The stip don't mean shit until you lock it in. So you lock in on your stip and try to get it done. You know what I mean? That's racing. That's true grudge racing. You know, like you say, any two cars can piece. Just like I talked to, I think it was Chemo, and he said they had an all motor big tire car on Willie Bars. I told him, okay, you got all motor big tire car on Willie Bars, it's 2,300 pounds. Okay, make the race right, and we'll dance with that. Make the race right, and we'll try that. But I'm not going to run a 2,300 pound car with a fucking 3,100 pound car with small tires and no Willie Bars. Here it is, you got big tires, probably a Linko. You know what I mean? Light car, Linko, Willie Bars, the whole, you got everything I don't got. And I want to run you, you know what I mean? And you want to talk about a head-up race? Fuck no. You can keep that shit where it's at. You know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. You know, it's just some people don't know how to grudge race. They want to be grudge racers, but don't know how to grudge race.
And that's exactly what the problem is. These guys that don't think that, see, the reason that a slower car can beat a faster car is because you got out fought. Not because, let me tell you, a Purple Rain took the Purple Rain Nova, and no disrespect to Michael Joe Young, congratulations on your championship, the Grudge Inc. championship, and that was a hell of a race with you and Mike Hill up there. I wish there was no red light, because I would have, you know, we would have seen some real good side by side. But Purple Rain caught Mighty Joe Young. Well, Purple Rain, not Nova. Now, everybody knows, anybody that knows anything about racing knows that the Mighty Joe Young car a year ago definitely had a performance advantage over the Purple Rain car. I don't think there's anybody that would dispute that. Not anybody with any sense, anyway. But the Purple Rain group they started up the car. They noticed that the guy had a carburation problem. The carburetor was, the fluid was sticking or something, then they were sticking. But what they told them, we'll run y'all straight off the trailer. You know, straight off the trailer. And guess what? Ronnie Garland, Superman, went up there, and because the car was sticking, red lit. Dude went up there and red lit. Taliban! Taliban! Come here, man. Went up there and red lit. So, I'm going to give you a quick interview real quick, man. I'll give you a quick interview. This is Pro Stock Joe on the street reporting on the Crew Chief Show. I got Tony Bynes with me right now tonight. You getting ready to go in a battle against Street King, the Thriller car? Give me a prediction on that race and tell me about it. And you got the lottery car and Bam Bam.
Right. Well, these are two statement races. This is Thriller's first glorious race, so we're going to try to see what he can do. I ain't just had time to mess with it, but I just got time to bring it to the track, so... And no better sparring partner than Street King, so that's what we're trying to run. and on the lottery ticket, our goal is to run Big Ball Fighter with Bam Bam. So if we can't get by lottery ticket, and he's even whooping that Bam Bam. I mean, whooping that Big Ball Fighter. So if we get away from Big Ball Fighter, which I think we are, then we've been winning the battle, and we'll be drawing on Big Ball Fighter next.
So if you get away from a lot of tickets tonight, you're going at the... Now, listen, I heard last night that on August 11th at Baddest Back having the World Shootout at the MegaFest at 65, you guys are going to a four-man shootout.
Yeah, we got the fastest, self-proclaimed fastest small block stop suspension cars. Going to be there that day with Truckee from Augusta, Georgia, Big Ball Fighter from North Carolina, and Bam Bam and... Squeaky from Augusta, Georgia. So all that gonna be settled that day. Who's the fast?
Oh, so the Squeaky car is coming back out. The one that LaRusso used to own.
Exactly. They'll be back out for that race. And I would have brought up in tonight, but I figured Bam Bam would take care of all that little lightweight.
So give me two predictions tonight. How close the race gonna be? Give me two predictions real quick. Squeak King, I'm gonna beat him by. He gonna beat him at Bay Bubble when we cross the finish line, and I ain't got a lot of thinking making a trip. But I think I make a trip. But there you have it. Good luck, Mr. Boss Bryan. We definitely appreciate the time, sir. All right, there you go. You got a live report from Dallas. Hello.
Yo.
Yeah, you got a live report. Got a live report from Donaldson. These boys is here. All the races is here. Boston Bryan is here. Bam Bam is here. And Street King is here. And the lottery ticket is here. So that should be good. Should be good.
I was just going to say that. Definitely sound like a good one, post up.
Yeah, Stevie Jackson is here tonight. So I believe the Big Ball Factor car might be here, too. Big Ball Factor might be here.
Stevie, yeah.
Hey, Stevie Jackson.
Yeah,
he's here. Can I interview him real quick? Hey, Stevie, come here, man. Hold on. We live on the Crew Chief Grudge Show. And listen, the Big Ball Factor, you guys have been after Boss Bryan for a little while. Last time they was out there, he got away. What's the strategy now?
The only strategy we got is to try to get him in the light. He went on a red light. My driver was a little too fast on the tree. We still run him around five cars. He knows he can't win. He's just ducking and dodging. That's his strategy. I was just get beside him.
Now, is the Big Ball Factor car here tonight?
Yes, sitting right there 20 feet from you.
Love to that. Is the Big Ball here tonight? Now, what y'all going to do to try to get Tony in the corner?
We have went over there and draw on everything he's got that'll start up, and they don't want to do nothing.
Now, he can't
what do you do? I mean, what do you do with that? Can't make the man race.
Yeah. I heard that. You're right about that. Now, listen, he keeps drawing on y'all with the Rambo car. What is that about?
It's just because it's got a big block and a big tire, and we've got a car that we drew on the Rambo car with. We got a stock suspension car with a same size tire and a big block, and he don't want to run it. So I don't know what we got to do. I guess we got to give him the back tire or something.
Stevie Fair. So, listen, good luck with getting it. Now, listen, you guys are involved in this four-car shootout come August 11th. What are your predictions on that?
Gap. We're gonna run through the whole prime time camp in one day. The only thing that stinks is they ain't gonna bet no money on the side, so always gonna get the looking $4,000 or $5,000 for the whole deal. We'd like to run $5,000 a pop every run.
Now I heard the Chris King car is looking for action there and is willing to lock in now.
Who, what car?
The Chris King car. Ariel, Mike Hill tools the car from the Ariel and the boys from New Jersey.
I don't know nothing about that car, I can't speak of it. I don't know. That's the first I've heard of it. I don't know.
Well, that's the car Tony Bynes ran last year and he popped on the line down at Mike Hill's year-end finale. It's a stock suspension, small blocks, nitrous car on 28. And as I recall, now being the objective reporter that I am, the Big Ball Factor car says that anybody sitting on 28, nitrous, small block, automatic, can get it. Now, Stevie Fast, tell me the word.
Nah, I think if that's what it is, I think we'd have to try it.
Okay.
I think we'd have to run it. I don't know about the car, but that's what it is. We got to run it.
Chris King, you've been put on those. Thank you very much, Stevie Fast.
Thank you.
All right, Doctor, there you go. You got Stevie Jackson and Tony Bynes. Big Ball Factor is here. He says he's going after Tony Bynes.
If they just buy the whole wire assembly, what's it look like? It's a 96 Suburban.
Yeah! Chi-Town in the house. This beer's lock in, man. What's going on?
You tell me, brother, what it do, what it do. We trying to get up there to see about your business. And, tell me what's good. Talk to me. I know you should have some boys ready to lock in, ready to do something with us, Team South down here. You know, we itching to get up there and get it over to y'all. So
we're gonna divide you guys up. We're gonna go at Florida. We're gonna go at Alabama. We're gonna go at Georgia, and that's not in that particular order. But we're not looking at the South. No, we're looking at individuals. We're gonna knock them off. Individual states.
Hey, Biz, can I let you in on something?
Yes.
Can I let you in on something, sir?
Yes.
All the champs coming out of Team South. All the champs are coming out of Team South. So, y'all ain't
going to
pick
up. Hey, man. Hey, I talked to this girl.
Huh?
I talked to this girl. You know, she She didn't say she was from Fort Lauderdale. She didn't tell me she was from Miami. Only thing she told me, she said, I'm from the bottom. Well, I knew what the bottom is. She said, I'm from the bottom. And she asked me, did I know Pootsie? I said, yeah, I know him. I spoke to him. She said, well, he go around talking about his Johnson, but his Johnson ain't that big.
See, hey, she ain't lying.
It ain't that big, man.
You gotta tell him one thing about it. It ain't that big. But boy, that motherfucker hell on wheels when you get it up. That motherfucker stay up coming now. I ain't the big. I ain't got the biggest Johnson in the world, but I guarantee I hold my own. Well, you got you forgot to ask the one thing. Hey, Biggs, you forgot to ask the one thing.
What's that?
You were supposed to ask the one with a mouthful.
She just said it wasn't that big, man. She just said it wasn't that big. I'm going to turn you on to some game, man. When you come up here, look at the cars go down the track, do your homework, and get down. Tell somebody to lock in. All I ask you guys don't do, don't come up here with that, man, I'm stock suspension. I got a 28, you got to have a 28. I got a 29, you got to have a 29. Don't come up here with that, man. If you feel you can out-EG somebody, man, tell them to get down. Because if I see somebody from down south that I feel like an out-EG and he got a 33-25 on his car, I'm going to tell him to get down. That's how we roll up here. Hold on, let this truck go by. Know what you say?
That'll probably be nobody.
Who?
You see somebody that you feel you can out-ET, I said that'll probably be nobody. Man, we hard. Man, listen, you finna get the superstars of Team South headed that way, brother.
Listen, man, I'm trying to lock in Turbo Tim right now. He's from the South. I was locked in with Crazy Horse. He's from the South. I'm trying to lock in with Duckin the Law. He's from the South. So all that you talking, man, miss me with that, man.
Like I say, bro, you talking about the superstar. This is a dream team, Team South, bro. Man, we ain't coming with no play pretties. We ain't coming with no pushovers. Every man you grab from Team South, you got a hell of a fight on your hands. I just want you to know that. Whether you got big tires, wither balls, 2,300 pounds, all motor, all nitrous, all turbo, all pro charger, whatever it is, you got hell on your hands, sir, is what I'm trying to explain to you.
I understand all that. The original Dream Team was led by two Chicagoans. Just understand that. Dream Team.
Where they at now?
Still millionaires.
Hey, one thing about the original, the remake is always better.
No, it's not. No, it's
the
not.
The remake is always better.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
The
That's a lie.
Always better.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Hey, man, you can play them word gymnastics all you want. You can toss and tumble them words. But one thing you ain't going to do in Chicago, you ain't going to out-talk us, you ain't going to out-bet us, and you definitely sure ain't going to out-run us. Believe that.
Don't worry about it. It's as you want. It's going to be as you going to get. But you got to remember one thing about it. So, hold on. You got to remember one thing. You got to break ass to get ass. With that being said, we bring it ass.
When are you leaving the bottom? That's all I need to know. When are you leaving the bottom?
When we leaving the bottom? Bright and early in the morning. When I say bright and early in the morning, bright and early in the morning.
Oh, so Thursday.
Probably tomorrow this time, I'll probably be on your phone. Me and Big Dragon probably be sitting down having a bite to eat. I'm in Atlanta right now. I'm about 9-10 hours away from you.
Okay.
So
that's,
I ain't far.
That's it. Where Low at?
Low right here with me.
Oh, okay. Y'all in ATL. Okay.
Yeah, we
just make sure. Just stay away from Midtown. That's all you do.
We don't care about Midtown, High Town, Low Town.
Hey, just stay away from me and child, man. They like boys and Josh's out there.
One thing about it, man, we coming. His ass you want, his ass you can get. I guarantee you. We going to bring enough ass.
That's all you got to bring. That's all you got to bring, man. That's all you got to bring. Yes,
hey, I'm looking forward to it, brother. I'm looking forward. I ain't gonna lie. With all the trouble we've been having this weekend with our tow vehicle, you know, it was looking kind of gloomy for it, brother. It really kind of took us out the mood for even drag racing, because you know, we've been fighting this gremlin with this with our tow vehicle. But after being on the show, y'all put all the fire back in Team Big Low, and that's getting up there.
Hey man, listen up, man. Come Friday, man, we're going to fatten you guys up, man. We're going to show you a good time. We're going to feed you. We're going to give you a drink. We're going to fatten the frogs for the snakes, man. That's all I can tell you, man.
We're
going to lull you to sleep.
Don't worry about it. Hey, why you fatten the frogs for the snakes? You know one thing they say about the snake? The snake is unpredictable.
We the snake. Y'all the frogs.
What? Say what now?
You the frog. We the snake.
That's what I'm talking about. A snake is unpredictable. Y'all turn around and bite your own hand. But with that
no,
being said,
hey,
don't bite off more than you can chew now.
Hey,
why you trying to fatten us up? Don't mess around and choke now.
Hey, man, listen here. There's one thing for sure. We ain't got no shame in that game. After we get to whooping on y'all, we going to gang bang. We going to go against each other. So don't, hey, it don't stop. We going at money, man.
I guarantee y'all start off running each other, man. We better leave them boys alone. I guarantee the North race the North before the South race the South. How about that?
I believe that. Yeah.
I know, because guess what?
I guarantee you, we run the South before we run anybody. You can bet on that.
I guarantee we come back with the victory. We're going to leave y'all with some so asses.
Hey, man.
We need some,
like you said,
you got
a brain tail to get tail. You got to just know that. Just like you said, you got a brain tail to get tail.
When we leave from up there, y'all going to be trying to plan the next trip. Y'all going to be saying, man, we got to get them boys. I don't like how they came up here and disrespected us in our house. And listen, I guarantee y'all going to be trying to get charter buses, Winnebagoes, and everything else trying to get down here to the South.
Hey,
y'all
going
to get some more
business
all
this. Let me tell you this. You know when your little brother went out there to go fight, and he come back and you know he was in a fight, when y'all come up here, y'all going to know y'all was in a fight. Y'all gonna,
guess what?
We may have some nicks in our head, but I guarantee you, your eye gonna be bloody, your nose gonna be full of blood, mouth gonna be running. Oh yeah, just know, y'all ain't coming up there just to throw licks. You gonna have to receive some licks too.
Hey, one thing about it, Biz, I am the little brother. So with that being said,
mm-hmm.
I ain't came back no wounds and scratches on me. I was the intimidator.
I laid the law down,
and I had to carry my brothers and sisters on my back. So with that being said, ain't none of that over here, partner. None of that over here. Y'all will be ready for it. Team South will come up there and destroy Team North. I guarantee for the day halfway over with, y'all will be racing one another and thinking about trying Team South.
Yeah, okay. Now listen, one thing about it,
you know we gonna race. Team South, you know we gonna race, we don't play. You done been to Hub City. You know what I'm saying? You done been down here, you know how I go down here in the South. So with that being said, you know we gonna get off. Nah, can you say the same thing for them boys up there? No. Oh, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I can't speak for Detroit, but I can speak
for Chicago. They're not going to engage.
Chicago is going to engage.
Hey, you know what they're going to say? They're going to come and say, oh, yeah. I met Big Low. Oh, I met Mississippi Joe. Yeah, I met Tony Bynes. Yeah, I got an autograph. Yeah, I took a picture. yeah, that car fast. Did y'all race? Man, hell no, man. Them boys from down south wouldn't even play.
Crew G.
Yo, talk to me.
Hey, man, it's Mississippi Nightmare. Man, I just been sitting back listening at all this talk biz and these Chicago boys doing, man. Man, ain't none of these guys going to do nothing. They say we complain. I tell you what I like to do. I wasn't coming. You know, I had some other engagement, but now I've changed my mind. I am coming. Dunye, Leon, all y'all backheads got the fucking back tie when I get there. What you say about that, Biz?
Off the trailer?
Off the trailer, man. Off the trailer.
I like that.
Okay, who would it be
then,
man? Who would it be?
It'll be a two back half car, though.
Hey, man, I'm not running the turbo car, okay?
No, it'll be a nitrous car.
Hey, listen, that go for my good friend Leroy, too.
No, Leroy won't be there. Hey, so you saying you're going to get Leroy the back tire?
Leon, any one of them the back tie when I get there, man.
Okay. Any back half non-force induction car from the north,
hey,
got the back tie.
Wait. No, I didn't say any back half from the north. I said Leon, Dunye, or Leroy
got the back half.
I know.
Okay.
I run any other nitrous back half car head up. I ain't got to see the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got action. All right. I was going to make sure that they there, and you're going to run off the trailer. I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that. Now, we're going to come back to the same show. We're going to come back to the same show next week and report what happened. And you,
okay,
Mississippi,
let's do that.
Mississippi Nightmare, came to Chicago and ran a back. Excuse me?
I said, that's if y'all able.
Oh, we able.
We
got action.
That ass,
man.
Ass going to
be so for a while now. Yeah, but I like it.
We're going to stop y'all from running off at the mouth talking all that noise, man, like y'all just some type of bear or something. Y'all ain't no bears up there, man.
Okay. Well, I like that gamble, man. I know that.
Okay.
I like that gamble. Now, with that being said, Mr. Charlie done hit that horn, and Kunta got to get back to work. So, I'll holler at y'all. I'll see you Friday.
Hey,
what time? Yeah.
Before you get off the line, bro, let all the listeners know exactly what time the gates open, what time the action going to start. Let everybody get everybody the whole rundown, way this race going down at, because...
Okay.
I got a couple of listeners
online
that need information, brother.
Okay. All right, this is what it is. The South invading the North, July 28th, at No Limit Raceway in Morocco, Indiana. It's about 45 minutes from the south side of Chicago on U.S. 41. The gates open at 10 o'clock. Races starts at noon, and we will race until there's no more action that night. But this is to the grudge racers that's coming with trucks and trailers. We're not going to have you waiting outside the gate to 10. If you're there, we're going to try to get you in and get you situated so you get your cars on the trailer. But all spectators, the gates are not going to open until 10 o'clock. But we're going to try to get these drivers in, these trucks and trailers, get them in the pits so they can get these cars off the trailer, get them warmed up and ready for action. Like I said, the first pass should be around noon. If I missed anything, Crew Chief, let me know. Oh, there'll be plenty of food.
Uh-huh.
We got food vendors. We got live entertainment. We got the sexiest model walk. We are looking for a minimum of 25 ladies. We also have an old school versus new school car show on the premises. But the main attraction is these boys from the deep, that is south, coming up here to invade our homeland, the north.
Hey, I got one question, man. I need a little help on this particular topic right here, man. I want to know who's going to be selling them southern cooked baby back ribs.
We got a boy from Holly Springs, Mississippi, named Wood Barbecue. One of the best cooks you're gonna come. He will be there selling ribs, jerk chicken, and a whole assorted types of food. We got Mexican Maria. She's gonna be there selling tacos and nachos and things of that sort of nature. We got Lady D. She's going to be there selling turkey burgers, hamburgers, hot dogs, rib chips. And we also have Frank's Kitchen. He's going to be selling deep-fried fish, deep-fried chicken wings. And y'all know how we cook chicken wings up here in the north. You get the whole damn chicken wing. You don't just get them wing dings you get down south. I went down to Georgia, couldn't even find a place that sell the whole, well, we eat the whole damn wing up here. We don't just want no little drumstick and no little other side piece. We want the whole, we sell a whole wing up here. You understand me, QT? We sell a whole wing up here in Chicago.
I hear you. I said, I hear you, boy. I hear you. Tell them. But I'm talking, hey, one thing about us southern fellas down here, southern fellas and gals, we like to eat, bro. We like to eat good food. We ain't talking about all that processed shit. We ain't talking about all that fast food, McDonald's, Burger King. Man, we like that good homegrown, good real chicken, macaroni and cheese, baked beans, you know what I mean, collard greens, you know what I'm saying, pork chops, stuff
hey,
like that. You know,
hey, well, you straight for Friday. We got you straight for Friday. We got you straight
that's
for Friday. We got everything that you just named and some. So, but for
that's
Saturday, you know, we're going to get it in, man. We're going to have a safe time. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have plenty, plenty, plenty of action. This ain't no testing tune. If you just plan on, hey, I'm serious. If you just plan on testing tuning, stay home. If that's all you plan on doing. If you plan on racing, let's go. Get down.
Hey, I got one more question, bro. I need help on one more thing because I got a couple of listeners on the phone right now. They want to remain anonymous. You know what I mean? I need your help on something.
Mm-hmm.
They want to, when they get up that way, they looking for a few of them good shot-town girls. You know what I mean?
Well,
they're going to have any ladies in the building.
Yes. And I got your number. I'm going to text you my number. And
I got your number, man. I got your number.
Yeah. So, we're gonna when you guys get up here, we got a few spots that after the talk show Friday night that we're gonna take you to. And
no problem.
All I gotta say is, have your bankroll ready, cause these Chi-Town girls like to play. That's for y'all.
Okay, fellas, y'all hear that? I know. Hey, y'all listening? Cause I'm getting wise left and right. So I'm pretty sure y'all hear. So, hey, you know what I mean? Hey, act like it. Hey. Act like you know. Tyke, man, you there? Hey, Tyke.
Hey, I'm gone, man.
All right, be easy, brother.
All right. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
That's it. For sure. Tyke, man.
He may have himself, but he's there.
All right, Tyke, take your phone off mute, Tyke. It might be that regular ass earpiece he got in his ear. But nevertheless, there you go. They can hurt my pain, man, too. Chicago. Somebody got a lot of background noise. Hey, who is that with all that background noise? Can you find out?
Let's see. It was Biz. He forgot to hang up. I got it.
Who was it?
Biz. He forgot to hang up.
Okay. I'm going to text him and cuss him out on the phone a little bit late on. But, yeah, that was a lame man business going down in Morocco, Indiana this weekend. BLB Square is definitely one of those races you don't want to you don't want people to talk to you about. You definitely want to be there to see the hype, you know, see if all the hype and action go down just how it's talking about. I'm pretty sure, you know, Team South, we coming to do business. We coming there with one job and one job only in mind, and that's to destroy Team North. You know what I mean? It's going to be a new day. I guarantee when we leave from up there, they're going to say the hell with the quarter mile. They're going to cut all their tracks to the 8th mile and get ready for the next time we run into them, because they're going to have some sore asses and everything else. Lady, we got any hands up as of right now?
Let me check for you. No, sir, no hands. Bunch of callers. Anybody want to talk, make a comment, please put your hand up. Press the one button.
Yeah, push the one button right now, because any topic is a good topic. You know, anything on your mind, any questions you want to ask, your main man, just anything you got you want to say or do. I'm still waiting on Type Man to take his phone off mute and come on the show. I like to have him on. How about DJ Grant? DJ Grant, if you out there, push the one button. I would like to get my main man, DJ Grant, on the line.
Let's see. I do have a caller here at 786-8831. Your mic is open.
That's my main man.
Talk to me.
Talk to me. Bigelow, what's going on, champ?
Man, down here sitting on this good-ass couch, man. Down here at old car key for his buddy.
Oh, yeah. That thing, that show is comfortable, ain't it, brother?
Yeah. You got to get your new spot, bro. I'm in your spot.
Oh, that's what's up. Hey, man, so how you been doing, brother? You know, we've been dealing with some real live technical difficulties since we've been on this road trip, man. And you've yet to iterate to the team, you know, how you been feeling about things been going on, man. You know, me and you, we sat down and had a couple drinks earlier, but you never enlightened us on, you know, how you feeling about this fiasco we've been on since we left the crib, bro.
Man, you know how I am, man. I take it a day at a time, Coochie, but I'm blessed, though, bro. I'm really blessed.
Oh, yeah, bro. Cause one thing about it, definitely could have been worse. You know what I mean? We could have been somewhere in the ditch. You know what I mean? Somewhere stinking right by the nine. Nobody even know where we at. But good thing the Lord got his good hands on us and, you know, surround us and put good people in our lives, you know, who, look out for one another, scratch each other back. That's why we got to go back to the whole New Jack City saying, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am.
So,
CMB, baby, we all we got. You know what I mean? We all we got. You know what I mean? I know they probably still, you know, brother sitting on the line shooting the Bobo right now, but, man, that's real talk, bro. Just like you said earlier, man, if you ain't got your word, bro, you ain't got yourself nothing, man.
Go ahead, bro.
No, I was just finna say, you know, just the way we brought up your old boy, my old boy, you know, we grew up in families, you know, we was brought up with good morals, and, you know, they taught us to stand behind your word, you know what I mean? We may not have a lot of money, you know, we might not have a lot of finer things in life, but one thing we do have is our word, you know what I'm saying? If you gonna do something, if you tell a man something, you know what I mean, you stick to your word and you do just what you said you was going to do. You know, and one thing I can say about you, bro, you know, all through all the obstacles we've been dealt with since for the last past week, you know what I mean, we still may do to make our way up to Chicago, you know, workmen slow at the shop, and, you know, everything else with everything, you know, all the other obstacles we've been dealing with on a daily basis, bro, and, God still made a way for us to, you know, be able to make it up the road to, you know what I'm saying, for us to do the things we do to put on a good show for the fans and, you know what I'm saying, all the followers and everything else, and for all the haters, too, you know what I mean, bro?
Hey, you already know without the haters, bro.
Yeah, you know, we can't do it without the haters. You know, the haters is our biggest motivators. So with that being said, you know, I give all the glory to God because, you know, without him, we are nothing, bro. But with that being said, you know, I appreciate him for putting you in my life and, you know, vice versa. And, you know, and a couple other people, too. Like I say, Dolomite, Car Key, Ronnie Brown, Dawg, Tony Bynes, you know what I mean? Regardless, you know, how people may see them in the race world, but outside of racing, man, you know, when it all comes down to it, because Tony Bynes even offered us a truck. He said, man, look, I got another truck at the shop. You need a set of tires on it. I'm going to go put a brand new set of tires on it. If you can't get your truck straightened out, you can take my truck and we can go ahead and come on and make the trip. Did he or did he not say that, bro?
Yes, he did. He still called me right now. I say, man, y'all finished or what? I say, give me a couple more hours, man. I'll let you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean? With no hesitation, you know, he offered us his truck to drive, and he said, he didn't say we had to go put a new set of tires on it. He said he was going to put a new set of tires on it in the morning. And you don't got no problem going all the way up to Illinois and coming back. I mean, Indiana, and coming back. You know what I mean? And, you know, like I said, I commend him. I give a brother, you know, with utmost respect. You know, big props to Tony Bynes and crew. You know what I mean? For looking out, because he didn't have to do that. You know, everybody who with you, everybody who say they with you, don't just because they say they with you don't mean they with you. You know, them brothers, you know, Dolomite, Tony Bynes, Cocky, Mr. Ronnie Brown, and brothers show us every time that they with us. You know what I mean? They ain't just talking about it. They living up to it, bro. So,
this
is nothing but love, bro. Ain't nothing but love, bro. Nothing but love. You know, and that's what it's all about. Mr. Jay Barnes, I can't forget Jay Barnes neither, because Jay Barnes show a lot of love, man.
Even Jay Barnes and Jay Barnes, Type Man, and Cold Killer show love while we was up here.
Right, man, see what I'm talking about, bro? I can't, that's why I'm glad you're on, bro, because I can't remember everybody, dog. You know what I mean? Like I said, I love them guys, man, for who they are, for the people they are, and I thank God for putting us in contact and keeping us surrounded with good people such as the brothers that we named already, man, because, I mean, I really don't have much to talk about on the show, but I just got to give thanks and give props where props due, man, because, like I said, without these guys, you know, and without these fellas that I named, bro, we'd probably be home right now. You know, sitting back twiddling our thumbs trying to figure out what the next move is going to be. So with that being said, I just got one more note to add to that. That's why you never take a person for granted. You never shit on anybody. You know, you never burn a bridge behind you, because you never know who you will meet in life. You know what I mean? Because anything can happen at any given times where you will need people, or that certain person that you took advantage of or shitted on or just, you know, screwed over as far as men and women. So with that being said, man, I got the most utmost respect for all them guys, man. Like I say, Tony Bynes, Cold Killer, Type Man, Car Key, Mr. Ronnie Brown, Jay Barnes, Dolomite, Dog, Big Low. You know what I mean? I love y'all. I'm forgetting two other people. I'm sorry, and I got to put them on point, because without them, we probably wouldn't even never left the crib. And that's my main man, T5, Kelly Racing. You know what I'm saying? T5 and Mr. Rick Rude, because he helped us out on the side of the road before we even got on the road. You know what I mean? So without him, without those two guys, we probably wouldn't even left the crib. You know what I mean? So with that being said.
Hey, I'm glad you thought about that, bro. I sure don't forgot about old T5. He drove him up deep.
T5, I can't forget about him, bro. You know, T5, like I say, T5, Mr. Rick Rude, out of Pompano, Cold Killer, Ronnie Brown, Jay Barnes, Dolomite, Dog, Tony Bynes, Trigger Man. I mean, like I say, Maurice, the mechanic, Mr. Carkey. Well, I ain't got nothing but love for y'all fellas, man. So,
damn,
my team.
That's why you got staples in your head. Who fed
you that
man yesterday?
Hey, bitch. Hey. Oh, excuse my bad. Wrong word. Hey, faggot. Oh, my bad. Hey, homosexual.
Hey, if you were listening, we did say thanks to Type Man. You were listening.
We did. Thank you. Type Man. Hey, man, we got the ball of C-Rock over here, man. What you want to do? Hey, Type,
what you want to
do? Get rid of that regular-ass earpiece, man. That's that regular-ass earpiece you got, man.
This
Type Man, with all that money you make, man, with all that money Type Man make pulling them cars, man, you need to get you a high-dollar earpiece, man. You be on the road, and you travel too much to have a $10 earpiece in your ear, man. You better stop buying them corner store earpieces, bro. I'm telling you, man, cut it out, Type Man. I know everybody try to save a dollar, but God damn, bro, it's just some stuff you got to kick out for. And a quality earpiece to the man of your profession, you need a good quality earpiece because you stay on the road a lot.
Hey, bro, you be at a little $10 rack. Well, let me get that $10 Bluetooth.
I'm talking about hell, yeah. Hey, you know, type man, hell, it worked just as good as the other one. Shit.
Yeah, so with that.
Yeah, but like I say, man, Lady A. Lady A.
Hello.
Yo.
Lady A.
I ain't bring the whole thing, bro.
Lady A, are you there? I guess she left me hanging.
Well, she ain't going to labor.
All right. No, she ain't going to labor. Not this early. She ain't look like she would number maybe about 2-3 months.
Okay.
But,
done.
Lady A. Is she there? I guess she left me hanging. She'll come back. She probably got her phone muted and don't realize it's muted. But DJ Grant, if you on push the one button, DJ Grant, I really need to get you on the show, brother. Lady A, you came back?
Yes, I'm here. I just tried DJ Grant again, and I'm still not getting an answer. And I apologize. I didn't hear you calling me.
He's ducking. Ain't no problem. He's ducking me right now. Need to get on. But nevertheless, it's all good. I got, 14 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Hey, call Cold Killer.
Some call Cold Killer. You call? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Coochie. Yes, ma'am.
This, bit by bit down in South Florida, can you speak on that race? We know you're not there, but can you, won't be there. Can you speak on the race, that's Florida versus Georgia this weekend?
This weekend? Florida versus Georgia?
At County Line.
Okay, County Line, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, Cut the Check. Cut the Check is having a race this Sunday. July 28th, if I'm not mistaken. That's 28th is Sunday, right? The 29th,
right.
I'm sorry. July 29th, Cut the Check is putting on a race down at County Line Dragway in South Florida. It's right on the Dave Brown County Line. They're having a G-body race. They're having a Fox body race. They're having a heavy Chevy race. You have to be 4,000 pounds or heavier. They're having a new gen race. Any Charger, Challenger, Camaro, Mustang can get in the race, Trans Ams, so on and so forth. They having that race. They're doing a four-wheel shootout. And what else they're having? Heavy Chevy, G-body, Fox body, the new gen, a Banshee race. That's this weekend, man. Y'all come out and check themselves out. That's Cut the Check. That's Cut the Check racing. They doing it real big down the County Line. It should be a real good race. Them got some boys out of Atlanta. My main man, Hot Rod. Some may have heard of them, and some may not. And got Convertible Vert is you know, they're doing their thing, man. So y'all check them out, County Line, this weekend. I would love to make it, but I got other obligations in Indiana. I got some northern boys I got to go. My bad. I got some northern girls I got to go see. But they say their hair dryers ain't working too good, so I'm gonna just go up there and spray the shit out of them with some spritz and just tell them just hold tight. But I got you. You know what I mean? But until then, like I say, for those who are not traveling this weekend and y'all want to see a real good show, y'all head down to County Line Dragway. It's right on the Dave Broward line, Highway 27. The gates are going to open up, if I'm not mistaken, at 12. If I'm not mistaken, the gates are opening up at 12. 12 and until, you know what I mean, there's no more racing going on that day. So it should definitely be a good one, y'all. Check them out. For all the local guys or the people that's not too far, is not traveling up to Indiana this weekend, you can come down the County Line Dragway and get a real good show. You know, and see what the Heavy Chevy game is all about. And see that the world famous Fox Chevy that Hot Rod drive that everybody talk about is all over YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and every place else. So y'all check them guys out this weekend. That's Cut the Check Racing County Line Dragway. They're gonna do it real big for y'all. I wish them boys the best. Like I said, I wish I could be there, but if not, being that I can, I'll check them out the next time. We'll get together and definitely do something. Oh yeah. So with that being said, Lady A.
Yes, sir.
Let me get that number for you real quick.
Okay, and while you're doing that, I was trying to see who this caller is. I like to try to introduce my callers, but moving a little fast. We got 352-6062. Your mic is open.
Crew Chief. Yo, what's up, brother?
Southwest, what's going on, buddy?
What's happening, bro? What's happening, bro?
Hey, man, just checking in, though.
Just checking in with me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you going to hit County Line this weekend, man?
Nah, I'm leaving it. I'm trying to fly out that way. Where y'all going to be at?
Oh, you flying up. Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing you, brother. I definitely look forward to seeing you. You going to fly with the rest of the team?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it.
Cool. I look forward to seeing you, bro. Ain't nothing like having a home team in the building. So, I look forward to seeing you, bro. Appreciate that.
All right,
what's going on? What's going on down on your side of town? You know, we've been gone for a minute, so talk to me.
Ain't nothing. Just the sun burning us up. Ain't nothing.
Okay. That's what's up, bro.
Trent rained out this weekend.
Ain't nothing going on. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, well, sound like you on it right now, so I ain't going to talk to you too much.
All right then, bro.
All right, brother.
All
right. What's up, Crew Chief? Chi-Town here, baby.
What's happening? Talk to me.
Chi-Town here, baby. Waiting on y'all to get here. Laying out the red carpet for y'all.
That's what's up, bro. I hear the love in your voice, man. I hear the anticipation in your voice, man. What you going to do when we get there, though? How you going to handle it?
We're going to play with y'all, man. We're going
to
play with
y'all. We don't like to play with it.
Biz bringing out all the popcorn. We got to miss the popcorn.
Let's stay, bro.
Biz bringing out all the popcorn for y'all. We'll lay out the red carpet for you.
And last time I played with somebody, I was fresh out of my mother's womb. The doctor took me out. My old girl had me. The doctor was sitting there playing with me, trying to get me to cry. He turned around and slapped me on my ass. You know what I did? I got up and slapped the dog shit out of him and told my own play that shit.
Yeah. That's good, GT. We just here Chi-Town supporting you, you know what I'm saying? Look forward to seeing you come up here. You know, old big muscle head Jose coming up here too, so. We really ain't got nothing to play with you, but, you know, hey, a couple people up there say they might sit down with you.
All right. Well, that's what's up, then. That's definitely what's up. If Joe say he coming, I'm almost.
He said he'd be here.
I mean, if he say he coming, I'm almost 95.9% sure he'll be there. You know what I mean? Rain, sleet, snow, whatever, however, I'm pretty sure he'll be there.
Oh, Biz working hard tonight.
That's good. We're working hard tonight. He's going to be working when we get there, starting Friday. Oh, my. Hey, I got a question, brother. You know, some of us guys will be up there Friday. Will we be able to make some hits Friday or no?
Yes, you will. The track's open Friday, Saturday. It's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Damn. All right, so that means we can go ahead and grab one of y'all up early then for an appetizer.
Yeah, if you think you can get a hold, but it's, like I said, the event gonna be Saturday.
Man, wait the boys have some turbos, man. I think I wanna have sex with a turbo when we get up there, man.
These plenty of these boys up here, but only they say, you know, y'all boys don't wanna go out the back door. You know, we might go out the back door up here.
Hey, we thinking about it though. We might go out the back door.
We love it up here, that's all we do, go out the back door. We come to y'all, you know. Down south, y'all come to the second half, but we gonna show you some Northern hospitality, you know, but we love going out the back door up here.
Hey, Crew G.
Right. What's up, brother? Talk to me.
It's your boy, Coach.
I know who it is, brother. I know who it is. Talk to me.
Man,
man, you got to tell them, boy, we don't play that back no shit.
Grown men
take it up front. We don't do that back, no shit. We coming at
all. The front and the back. We like going both ways up here.
660 foot. That's all we need. We don't need all that other long shit.
Real men go out the line at the front, though. The back, though, too.
Oh man,
it's a shot, bro. Man, if you can't get it done with the front though, how you go? Ain't no sense you playing with the back though.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Stay together. Once you get through the front though, you might be squirting. You might get scared at 13-20.
Hey, Crew G, let me tell you something, man. Yes. The reason why people run quarter of a mile is simply because they can make mistakes. It takes a grown man's game for 660. No mistakes allowed.
Yeah, Crew G, but you know, the pro boys go 13-20. Hey, 12,000 feet. Well, y'all can't go.
And pro boys don't even go to quarter mile. They only run 1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't go to Chicago either.
We go 13-20, but you know, hey, we run the short night of the pro boys can do it. We know y'all should be able to do it. Y'all can't go 1,000 feet, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, dog, they got a bunch of sparklers. We don't.
Huh?
The pro boys
got
a bunch of sparklers.
Who is it? Who this is? I'm speaking with from the north.
Set on kill, Coochie. Smith.
All right, set on kill. Let me explain something to you, set on kill. I remember way back in the day, right, I had met this girl, right? You know, me and baby girl, we were talking for a while. We were talking, you know, me and baby girl. Somebody got some background noise. Set on kill, you hear me?
I hear you,
Coochie.
Go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, I had met baby girl, you know. And, you know, me and her, we were talking for a while, so we decided we were going to get intimate, right? So you know what she told me? She say, baby, I ain't gonna even lie. It don't take a whole lot to please me. As long as you got 6.5, you win. I got that with no problem, baby. 6.5, I got that in something to spell. So with that being said, what the hell I need to go 13-20 for? All it take is half of it. 6.6 is good enough for me, bro. I mean,
yeah,
good,
boy, I like that,
good
boy,
enough.
She might be fast,
hey,
come
home
with me.
Hey, Crew T, you right, man. I feel the same way you do. That's just like Kelly Rowland, man. I think Kelly Rowland is the one bad motherfucker. You hear me? But,
yeah.
Man, I used to always tell my wife, I want to try Kelly Rowland, baby. She told me I could have her if I could get my hands on her. And she messed around and came out with that song talking about do something to her till you can't feel her legs. I forgot all about her punk ass then. But it's just too long to do stuff to a woman. You know what I'm saying? I like mine short and simple.
Read that, man. That's all. Hey, it don't take 13-20 to get a nut, baby. It don't take 13-20.
No.
All it takes is 6-6.
Hey, girl,
hey,
like the cheese. Girl, like the cheese.
Set on kill. If you can't get a nut in a 6-6, you ain't going to get a nut anyway.
Hey, Crucci, we like all day long, baby.
Coochie.
Beans
are still on here?
No, he
has
work.
Oh, Beans gone.
No, he had to work.
Coochie.
Oh.
Yeah, just talk to me.
What's going on, brother? We're sleepy.
What's going on?
Hey, Coochie.
Yeah, talk to me.
That's going to be a forever lasting argument, man, because the brothers in the North, they run the 13-20, you guys down here where I'm at, run eight of a mile, man. That's going to be a lifelong argument, man. They might as well just get up there and do what they do and get it over with, man. Because like I say, they like to run Willie Balls and Big Ties, and you guys know. So I'm sure by the time y'all get there, y'all been to work down something.
Hey, Crucie.
I'll tell you what. Talk to me.
Tony Bass said he wouldn't go out the back, though.
Who that?
With Rambo. He said he wouldn't go out the back, though. Anybody else down that way might go out the back door besides y'all?
Besides you? We might go out the back door too, man. We definitely might go out the back door. You know, my dog Big Low, he don't like to play around that back door action. You know what I mean? That's like a once a year You like a once a year dude when it comes to that back door act. You know, they got to be like a special occasion.
You know, we wanted to have a nice birthday,
birthday,
and everything. Track gonna be on 10. It's gonna be about 85 degrees that day. It's gonna be nice, good racing weather.
I tell you,
we gonna
man,
bring the popcorn
make,
for y'all. We got a little present in right, store for everybody from down south. You know, to show y'all the North ain't playing.
I tell y'all what. If y'all making anything like right for us to go out the back door with y'all, we might start it.
Well, Christy, we'll discuss that when you get here. We waiting on y'all. We've been waiting all week. Everybody, and this is the biggest thing around town. It's Saturday.
Don't worry about it. We coming, bro. We coming. We probably gonna get up out of here first thing in the morning. We'll probably be there this time tomorrow. And from that point on, it is what it is.
Right. You just get busy, call. You know, he handling all that, you know. If you have any problems, get busy, call. You know, he handling everything else, you know.
Hey, crew chief.
All right, that's good. Yo, talk to me.
Hey
crew chief, we got a 50-mile walk, too.
Hold on, bro. I got somebody trying to talk to me. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, crew chief, this is Terry from NLR, No Limit Raceway.
Okay, how you doing, bro?
The track will be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. Well, we definitely look forward to getting there.
Hell,
y'all,
damn, that shit like crystals, ain't it?
Hey, how you doing, Terry?
Good.
Will you be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Sunday?
I will be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday, if you guys stick around, we're going to do a 8-car shootout. The track is going to put up $1,000 for the winner. And then Biz was talking about the drivers pitching in some extra money, too, to make the pot more.
Okay.
But that shootout is going to consist of 8-mile heads-up pro tree. Going to be a 29.5, 10.5, or smaller with no bars. Any style, rear suspension, stock style, front suspension.
Well, that sounds like Team South coming home with the money already.
just to let you know, I'm going to try and get the 8 fastest cars that want to get in it, and you guys can get down for the money.
Cool. Ain't no problem with that. All right, that's cool, Mr. Terry. So what happens is when I get up there, I'm going to be asking for you by name. And I look forward to seeing you and meeting you and put a face to the name, brother.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. You know, my name's Terry, or you can talk to Denny, who's the track owner.
Late, could you find that background noise for me?
I'm working on it. I'm sorry.
All right, no problem. But, like I was saying, Ted, when I get up there, we'll exchange some numbers. That way we keep in contact and on a more business level. All right, buddy?
All right, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Nice meeting you.
Crew chief.
Yeah, Cold Killer. What's up, brother?
You.
What's going on, bro? I had the mic open for a while. I just need to get around to you. Sorry for having you on hold so long, but what's up, brother, man?
Oh, man, it's been a beautiful night, man. It's been a beautiful night.
Oh, all right. That's what's up, man.
I'm finna kill your brutality.
Oh, I got DJ Grant on the line. Ooh. Well, let me tell you what DJ Grant said about you. I'm glad I got you two on the line at the same time. DJ Grant said, "Well, that path he laid down Sunday, it's gonna be enough for you to go take your thumb and stick it in your ass."
Yeah. How you doing, Mr. Cold Killer, sir?
I'm doing well, DJ. How you doing, sir?
I got oil pressure. That's how I'm doing. I got oil pressure.
That's a beautiful thing, ain't it?
It is. It really is.
Congratulations.
Crew chief! Yo!
Mind,
crew chief!
Yeah,
Crew G.
Yo.
What's going on?
What's up, Dirty Red? Hey, boy.
Yeah,
hey, you foul. Hey, Dirty Red. Hey. You sit your ass back. You hold on.
Hold on.
This weekend, and I'm gonna check you on it. But I got two races on the phone that really want to race. So with that being said, you just hold tight. You hold tight for a couple minutes. I'm gonna get back to you. So I'm gonna get back to the two races on the phone that really want to race, and that's Mr. Cole Killer and DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I speak to DJ later.
DJ Grant.
How your schedule looking, sir, for next couple of weeks? Cold Killer?
My schedule?
Your schedule, yeah. You won, so I mean I have to play by your rules, so you know, I'm just trying to see when can you know, what your schedule looks like, sir.
September 15th?
Hold on.
September 15th. Y'all might want to bring that thing around the Brown race, man, and let's do this, bro.
September 15th. Huh?
September 15th.
That sounds good to me, too. The September 15th sounds real good.
DJ Grant.
Yes.
I ain't trying to interfere with y'all race. I mean, I personally didn't see your pass. I just heard about it, and they say you looking damn good, right?
You look pretty good.
I personally myself saw Cold Killer pass, and I know Cold Killer looking damn good. So my person, they asked me, I ain't going to lie, Big Low say, boy, DJ Grant look real good, boy. He said, I don't know, Cold Killer might be tighten his game up. I say, and it's just me because I didn't see your pass. I say, man, I don't think Cold Killer going to have a problem. You know what Big Low told me?
Mm.
In his tight man voice, he said, shit. You know what I mean? So, that's what he told me in his tight man voice. You know what I mean? But I don't know. So I'm dying to see how this is going to play out. So with that being said, I feel the best time for y'all to try to get this on to be September 15th at my main man, Ronnie Brown race. Due to the fact that I know you're going to have the track on kill. Everybody got enough time to do what they need to do. Ain't nobody got a rush. Ain't nobody, you know, everybody got enough time to make it happen with no problem.
It sounds good.
Lose oil pressure or something like that, you got time to regain oil pressure and everything, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yes.
I told Aunt Coochie what I told her. Get cocky.
What did he tell you, Crew Chief?
I really don't remember what you told me, Cocky.
What the same thing Lowe told you? What did I tell you about that pad?
Oh, Cocky, DJ Grant looking damn good.
Yep, I gave you prompt, dog. You look real good down that weekend.
Appreciate it. I'm really just.
I couldn't even mess with you about nothing else, man. Cause it looked damn good, brother.
Appreciate
good work.
It, but there's a little something, I reckon. I appreciate it. It does feel good to be back in the damn thing. That was first pass.
But I did tell Cold Killer the same thing. Cold Killer told me he didn't want to hear that shit. Hey, Cold Killer said, he said he looked good the last time I walked his ass.
You gotta realize I don't see the movie blow a bunch of times, you know, and I keep hoping that Boston George never gets jammed up again. But the movie ain't changing, the movie stay the same.
Yep, that's what he told me. The last time I ran him, he looked good.
Oh, I didn't. I looked terrible. I looked terrible the first time I raced him. I just raced him. I was a fool the first time I raced him. I ain't gonna be a fool this time.
Hey, TJ Grant.
Yep.
I'm gonna be honest. I ain't know who you was till you raced Cold Killer. He made you famous, bro.
Made me famous, huh? Okay.
Now
I plan to return the favor.
If you get by that street car, I got a Jeep.
Man, listen, man. My car. This is street car. I don't know what the heck you try to talk. Don't try to downplay the car. Don't try to downplay it. If it's just a street car, you don't think it's nothing, just say, I can't whoop you.
No. I'm gonna come out there.
Right,
well,
I don't hear nothing about though. It's a street car, none of that old mess. That's gay.
Yeah, I got.
I don't want to hear that.
Street player, radio, everything in that car, man. But it's a street car. You can call it what you want. It's just a badass street car.
Okay. Okay, and if I get by, what you're saying something else. You sound like you're finna say something else.
I say I got a G body that you go that you will you give me a chance to get my money back if you beat my street car.
I don't know.
We gonna hit it.
I tell you what, I mean, if you put 28s on it, I will.
Well, how about this then?
How about
I'll push you in the beams. I'm gonna push you in the beams then. Damn.
What you mean you're gonna push me in the beam? I don't know. That's
your
what
back tie.
Back tie. That's the back tie special.
I don't know. We just have to see.
Mayday, mayday.
I said we just have to see.
Hey, DJ Grant, man, quit letting that man pull his skin back, pointing shit at you.
I don't know this.
I don't play that shit. Man, they're just pulling his skin back. Just pointing this shit at you. They're putting his finger all in your damn chin. Man, show that man. I told you. Show you about.
My homie said he got him shaking. So I mean, I'm just waiting to see what they're gonna do. I'll put my money in the pipe with him in Mississippi.
See, DJ Grant, now how would you feel if I tell you I'll see if I'm gonna race you again? You wouldn't like that, would you?
Do what now?
How about if I tell you I'll see if I'm gonna race you again? I'll let you know. We'll see what happens.
We talking about two different cars. I'm still thinking about entertaining you with that car. But I'm saying, if you put 28 on it, I don't want nothing. We just run head up. You put 28 on that,
okay.
That damn G body of yours, I run your head up.
Okay, we'll see what happens. I see what I can do. We'll see what happens.
I run both.
DJ Grant.
Yep.
You just showed me. I said you was a bell. You just showed me again. Now, you want them old damn February ad bells. You a damn bell.
Hey, man, listen, man, listen. I mean, trust me, I do my homework. I do my damn homework. I got good damn sense. And if you do yours, you would too.
Yeah,
I know my role, I know my position. But I mean,
sir,
if he put 20, if all he got to do is put 20, all he got to do is make the tire size the same. I don't give a damn about nothing else. I don't care what suspension is, he on 28, bring it.
What you say about that hot killer?
It's stock suspension like Mississippi Joe Car stock suspension. Your homeboy.
Like I just told you. That
I said, I don't care nothing about the suspension. I just said the tire side.
Nope.
I don't care nothing about it. Let's
see what happens with
yo.
Hey, DJ Grant, he going to compensate you for the tire side by giving you the back tire.
No, I don't want to hear nothing about that. I'd rather just re-head up and we be on the same tie. But I tell you, I mean, it all depends on how. I mean, just like he say, we'll see. You know, when that day comes, he's not going to want to do it. But depending on how I feel, I'll probably go ahead and just run him head up anyway.
Hey, Cole Killer.
Yeah.
T-Nag.
Yeah.
I'm here. Hello.
Trey, you hear me, Trey? Y'all hear you, brother? Loud and clear.
All right. Hey, Cole Killer.
What's going on?
What's up, man? It's Big Bro, man. What's happening? Check this out. Don't even worry about the 28 game. Listen, bro, after September, I'm killing everything on 28. G-Body going to be on numbers strictly 28. Anything on the big low camp on 28, I'm locking it down. Everything.
Mustang. G-Body.
Big homie.
Volkswagen. Winnebago's. Some 250s and a 350s. Lawn chairs, lawn mowers, weed eaters, four wheels. If you want 28, you pretty much got that. That's basically what he's saying, brother.
Well, you got
no,
action
go
with
ahead,
the,
go
you got action with the stutter. No questions asked on 28s.
Don't worry about it. I'm gonna jump on your 28s head. No problem. Token, don't even worry about the 28s. I got it, bro. Don't even worry about it.
Take a vacation for a minute. Let me come out here and have a look at this side of the year. Let's take a vacation. Just let me have this side of the year.
Want me to take a vacation?
Let's take a little slight vacation. Just let me have this end of the year and just chill for it. Just a minute.
Okay,
when I get
cool.
finished tearing shit apart, they're going to be so weak, you're going to run slap ass through them, like diarrhea.
Damn, DJ Grant, man, so you got the runs already, man.
I am. All I got to do
keep
is do it. All I got to do is do what it say. So all I got to do what it say. September 15th sound real good to me. That's all I say right now. Sound real good to me.
Hey,
I like that. I like that track down there. Ain't gonna be no excuses.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
When Cold Killer do that, that means you gonna have to stick your flag in your booty.
hey,
he gotta do it first, Crew Chief. He gotta do it first.
Hey,
Grant.
Hey, Grant, just big little. Tell me what you told me when you after you made that pass. When I asked you by Cold Killer, what you said about that pass?
I said it really wasn't much. I ain't had no power in the car, but I mean, I felt like it was enough to do Cold Killer.
Wow.
I just want to make a point. I just want to hear everybody what he told me. That's all I want to hear. I want him to say. That's all.
So you mean to tell me you can get around Cold Killer with no power?
To be totally honest with you, that was absolutely nothing, honestly. That was me by myself with no tuner, no nothing, taking power out just to make the trip and see where the car was.
You did great.
And I feel like that was enough to do what?
I'm gonna tell you. See, I would never go and insult you. But I'm gonna tell you, that night I beat you, that was my worst pass I ever made.
Well, good.
I'm gonna tell you something even worse though.
Listen, man, let me tell you, it ain't nothing you can tell me.
Hold on. I ran faster the night that I lost Obnoxious. I ran faster that night than I did the night on you.
And what you saying? I didn't even make the trip. You ain't saying that.
I'm trying to tell you. So you trying to say you had a baby.
Listen, man, I don't care what you. The only thing you can do is be on your game come the 15th. That's the only thing you need to do and concentrate on. I'm not playing with you, boy.
Hold on. I just ripped the page out of Mississippi Joe book. I'm the champ. You sit out and speak what I tell you to speak. I can't get it for you to shake down.
Hey, you're right, brother. I can't say nothing. You the champ. But you better take my advice, boy. Like I said. Get right. I don't give a dang about whatever past would have been before. What have you done for me lately? And that's what you need to be concentrating on, what you doing now. Because I ain't playing with you no more. That was play.
That
was play.
I just had you in the corner a month ago.
I can't hear you.
I just had you in the corner a month ago, so that's what I've done for you lately.
Yeah, you did. You had me paying the punk out, but... Well, it wasn't two cars beside each other. I'm saying when the two cars beside each other.
It ain't
so much more to talk about, man. Just be on your game, which I'm sure you will be. But I'm telling you, whatever game you bring to the table ain't gonna be enough. I'm just giving you some advice.
Why are you going to a track yapping and yada yada and? I guarantee you don't care.
Listen, do what you gotta do.
Hold on. I guarantee you can't find nobody to hear me saying, this for DJ Grant, DJ Grant, this DJ. I don't talk about you because
it don't matter. I talk about you because I want you whoop my ass. I just want my race back. That's all I want.
You got what?
And when I whoop yours, you can get yours back. You won't have to wait and chase me. You won't have to try to find me or none of that. If you want to say, hey, we want to go right back again the same day, we can go right back. Or the next day.
During the week.
I don't care. However many times you want to get it, you can get it.
You took a real long time, brother.
You took a real long time.
You did too.
I did too what?
You took a long time to get ready too.
I'm just getting back. It's been about since April.
Prior to April,
it was in January when I was talking to him and Mario on the phone trying to get my race. They told me they were coming to Fat Tuesday. They didn't come.
I
can't hear you right now.
It might have been good that we didn't race because you didn't have good oil pressure back then either.
Well, no, I would have had enough to whoop you then, I'm telling you. I mean, so it don't matter, man. Look, we are where we are right now. I mean, look like we're getting up for the 15th, so once we get to that date, we'll know what's up.
You know what? Like we're for the 15th. I'll let you know.
Okay, all right, let me know.
Hey, DJ, you know,
I mean, well, I tell you what, I mean, I plan on being in making on the second also. I mean, we can do the second and the 15th. Gonna be making on the second?
I'll see if I
want to
do it for the
15th.
We'll see if I
want
you to do it for the 15th.
Yeah, well. Hey, yo, DJ Quinn. I'm here, brother.
Hey, okay, I've been calling your name, but I called your name quite a few times, and you get to.
What's your name? Cold Killer kept talking, but go ahead. What's up?
Okay, nah, me personally, this is me. You don't have to listen to me, but I'm going to make a suggestion.
Uh-huh.
You remember that time when you, a couple weeks back, when maybe a month or so back, and you had betted us for a little gentleman's bet. You said you were bet, you were locked in with Big Low, gentleman's bet. You bet we locked in a little bit, like 300, right?
Yep.
Man, why you don't go ahead and lock Cole Killer in with anything like the 300, man, for the back five?
Say it again now.
Why you just don't lock Cole Killer in for them like, say, like 300 for the back top on the 15th with his G-body?
I ain't gonna do nothing with the, I'm not looking for the G-body right now.
Oh, you don't want that pressure?
I don't want that pressure.
Oh, okay,
I do my own
okay.
I do my homework. I mean, my thing is, but don't get me wrong. At the same time, I'm hard headed. Even knowing what I know, I'm still hard headed. So I mean, you know. But that's not the car I'm focused on right now. I want to take care of what I need to take care of first, and then, you know, that's what he gonna need to outrun me anyway. So that'll be a better race.
We'll get you a win or two under your belt before you come talking to me.
I don't need a win. One of them wins gonna be on you. So what are you talking about?
Go get you a title race before you come.
Let me tell you this. Well, I mean, one thing about it. I mean, I got several races that I've got this weekend, the weekend following, and then the weekend after that. So I'm sure between then I should have a few notches under my belt. So them couple of wins you want me to have, I should have them by then, sir.
Well, cool. That's great then. Yeah. Then I almost can't say nothing then. But goddamn, block it in and set a date in place.
There we go. No problem. Not a problem, sir.
Like Joe say, nobody move, nobody get hurt.
Dirty Red, what you want to say to me, Dirty Red?
Yeah, Dirty Red. What
did
you say, DJ?
Dirty Red. You were trying to say something to me. What's going on?
No, I wasn't trying to say nothing. I'm just waiting on you to get that out of the way.
Okay.
I ain't no need to me saying that. You know what I want to say.
Hey, son.
What you want to say?
You know we still waiting on you.
Jason,
hey, son.
Ready.
Hey, son. My son.
Yes, sir. What's up, daddy?
Hey, it's your daddy, boy.
What's up,
dad? Let me run the rules and regulations down to you so we don't have this so we don't have this problem no more. Because you do this shit again, I'm not going to pay my child support now. And yeah, it's going to be
dark. I need that child support.
Nah.
You late this weekend anyway.
Whoa. When I call your phone, you need to answer. That's my daddy calling. You tell your little girlfriend. You tell your mama. You tell your stepdaddy. That's my daddy calling. I got to answer the phone. Okay?
I got you.
So now you got that part to understand. Now tell all these people that was dying and vowed off for this weekend why in the hell you didn't have your ass there.
Like I told you, we still didn't get the truck ready, but I had some other family problem I had to, get straight, but, hell, we still didn't get through with the truck in time.
Okay.
So that's why I can't get down there to get my belt.
When I see you, you better have my belt.
Okay.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
If you can beat me rocking, you can have my chair.
Well, I plan to have your chair.
Okay.
Consider that chair. Consider that rocking chair mine, brother.
I can recite all that shit. All that shit for the next year and a half.
No. Ain't gonna be no talking, brother. It's action.
Crew Chief.
What's up, son? Hey,
can I get permission to get on somebody else's
ass? You been a bad boy. Well, I should put your ass on punishment, but I'm gonna let you slide today. Go ahead.
DJ.
Yes.
It seems like you got your car in gear.
Yeah, I got one pass under my belt.
Got one pass under your belt. I'm in more
than you need. I hope to feel a lot better tomorrow.
We ain't got to wait till the 13th.
The 13th? You mean the?
I'm gonna give you a chance to get. Cole Killer said you need to get a win up under your belt. We trying to give you a chance to get you one.
Who, Jason Bourne?
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about?
We waiting on you.
All right. Well. I just have to see when we get back from up from Indiana. I mean, shoot, we can negotiate that soon. I mean, just as soon as I get back.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Y'all going to Indiana with that car?
I don't know. He supposed to call me today and let me know. I ain't talked to him today, so I really don't know yet. I can't say yet.
Like
I'm going to call him tomorrow.
That sounds like some bullshit, Dutty Red. Sound like you're lying. It sounds like some bullshit. Let me tell you right now. Sound like some bullshit.
I done learned your ass.
I know what you're lying. That sounds like you're goddamn lying.
No, it ain't on. I'm waiting. I need this. I got to talk to him and see. He had transmission problems. You know, yeah, we had transmission problems, so we're trying to get all that
you ain't
free.
You ain't coming.
I can't give you no else if we coming or not.
Okay, you're not coming. Just say, for right now, no.
We ain't coming.
Okay. Appreciate it. See, how hard was that, bro? It ain't hard to tell the truth. It ain't hard to tell the truth.
Okay. Well,
with that being said, why in the hell are you fucking with DJ Grant talking about you got transmission problems? Why the hell you fucking with that man? You can't do nothing.
I said we had. Whenever DJ Grant get ready, we'll go buy a brand new one to put in that motherfucker.
Ooh.
Oh, that sound like another lie.
Nah, that ain't no lie.
Well, why you don't buy a brand new one to take your ass on the road then?
Well, because that ain't no guarantee raise up there. We ain't got nothing locked in.
Man, them boys say they guarantee us action when we get there.
Yeah, they say that.
Now, if you got a turbo, they got a lot of turbo cars up there.
Yeah,
they got a lot of boost cars
up that way. That's what I'm going. I'm looking at boost cars I'm supposed to be running when I get there.
You know what I'm talking about?
You got somebody already you're supposed to be getting.
Yep, I guess it's probably supposed to be the baddest boost car up that way.
Damn it. Well, like I said, Daddy, Crew Chief, we ain't going. So far, we ain't going right now.
All right. Well, with that being said, it's all good. So you know what, being that you ain't going, you ain't got no transmission, you ain't doing no racing, no tycoon, get your motherfucking ass off my line.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say this before I get off. Tell Big Lord don't do that on the 13th when he just said. Because we might pile up on his ass.
Boy, hush. Put your head down somewhere, man. Who your daddy?
You a daddy for not, but if Big Lord do that what he said he's going to do, we'll pile up on his ass.
No. Who your daddy?
You is.
You say you my daddy. I'm going to ask you again. Who your daddy? That's weird. Who your daddy?
I'm
saying. When I ask you who your daddy, you're going to say, you my daddy. I'm going to try this shit again. That's weird. Who your daddy?
Crew Chief.
No. Who your daddy? Say, you my daddy.
You my daddy.
Okay, I'm your daddy. Now, as your daddy, you push the mute button, you sit your ass back. Because right now, you doing some second-hand racing shit right now.
No, I know we ain't. No, I'm not really.
Hey, don't argue with your daddy, boy.
Lady,
I think she got her phone on mute, or she might be eating something right now.
But, so y'all got that straight, not Cold Killer?
Oh, DJ Grant, he just on ice right now. I'm sending him on ice.
Okay. So y'all good and good with that, DJ Grant?
I didn't understand what he said. What did he just say? I'm what? What did he say, Crew Chief? I'm on ice.
Yeah, I got
I'm on ice.
Right,
basically, you just want to sit back and try to get some intel. I'll give y'all the intel. Right now. I'm going to do some unspeakable stuff to you when you get beside me.
What's your prediction on the race, DJ Grant, with you and Cold Killer?
I almost think it's gonna be a gap.
Ooh. Cold Killer, what's your prediction on the race, Cold Killer?
What did he say?
The same movie, so it ain't gonna change.
I bet you changing up that car. I bet you that.
Car in the garage and it ain't been
clunked
up
in
long.
Man, dude, I wouldn't even want you to do that to yourself. I'm telling you now, you better be working on it. that what y'all did in making that little mess, I don't care nothing about the nitrous. Keep it on there. I don't care nothing about it. Put some more on it.
We'll go out there and work on it tomorrow for you, okay?
Yeah, do that. It'll be to your advantage.
Hey, Dirty Red.
Yes, sir.
All right, being that you on the mic and you got the least amount of shit to say, I'm going to go ahead and do fine comment and go ahead and close this thing down. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and let you get your final comment in, brother.
Oh, I'm good. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Appreciate it. DJ Grant. Hold on before I get to DJ Grant. Do we got any other mics open besides Cold Killer, DJ, and DJ Grant, and Dirty Red?
Is my mic open, Crew G?
Yeah, your mic open. I can hear you loud and clear. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sleepy, brother.
Oh, this is Sleepy. Okay, Sleepy. You want to go ahead and do a final comment, brother?
Yeah, Crew G, it's been a good show, man. I appreciate him. My man, Big Low, you know, he don't usually come on the line. I ain't get a chance to speak at him, but I get a chance to talk to him and, Indiana, and I just want to say good evening to my governor, DJ Grant, and good show, man. I'm out.
What's happening,
all right,
Sleepy?
Bro, appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. That's what happened. Okay, is anybody else have their mic open who on the line besides DJ Grant, Cold Killer, and Dirty Red?
Yeah, me, bro.
All right, Big Low, my main man, Big Low. Now, I gotta let you wait, dog. You part of the crew. I got to let you wait. You got to go after Cold Killer. Shit.
All right, dog.
With that being said, anybody else mic open besides the four people that I just named? Speak now, forever hold your peace. All right, moving right along. DJ Grant, talk to me. Final comment, brother.
Appreciate the show. Big Low, Crew Chief, Sleepy, everybody listen, Mr. Cold Killer. I just look forward to seeing everybody this weekend in Indiana so I can hopefully get a few notches under my belt to make Mr. Cold Killer a little happy. But that's all. I just look forward to seeing everybody up the road.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
Hey, before you get off the line, somebody asked me, is your hair naturally curly or you got a process in your head, man?
It's natural.
It's natural. So why you got
it's
that
natural.
Activated in? Why you
nah, ain't none of that, brother.
Stuff?
Ain't none of that. If I did, I wouldn't be ashamed to say it, but it's natural.
Okay, it's natural. So who you think said that? They told me to ask you, who you think said that shit?
I don't know. I get it so much. I ain't no damn telling.
Okay. He said that's cocky. Cocky say he said
that don't surprise me one bit.
That's what's up. Appreciate you, brother, for tuning in. All
right.
Big Low.
What's up, bro?
Come on, give it to me, bro. Find a comment, dog.
Well, as everybody know, we had a rough weekend, a rough week so far, but shoot, we going to make it, though. We going to make it, Lord willing, we going to make it. So, shoot, see y'all in Indiana.
That's it.
What's happening? Cold Killer,
Yes, sir.
Hey, before you give your final comment, bro, I want to give you, you know, big props. Appreciate for all the help, brother. Everything you did for us, brother. Like I say, Cold Killer, Cocky, Dog, Dolomite, Tony Bynes, Ronnie Brown, Scott Man, Maurice. Thank all y'all for a lot of love. Please make sure, like Big Lo said, we had a rough week. You know what I mean? Without all y'all fellas, man, coming together, you know, trying to help get us up and running, man. And the good Lord, man, it wouldn't even be possible. So with that being said, I'm gonna let you have the last say so. Hey, man. Hey, what the hell that is with all that goddamn background noise that you start to piss me off? Being I don't know who it is, go ahead and give you a final comment, Cold Killer, and we're going to end the show.
I'm going to see the DJ Grant since he got baby hair. He reminds me of my son. So, DJ Grant. I ain't gonna make you wait too long, sir. So, you know what I'm saying? I'd just be shooting the junk with you. But
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it.
Congratulations on getting your combat ready. And,
thank you.
Trust me, we're gonna be better. And you know, everybody be safe this weekend. And you know, I'm sitting back chilling.
Oh.
Chilling.
Hey, I got a why, Cold Killer. I got a why. Somebody said something. Somebody asked a question. Who got the neatest hair between DJ Grant and Cole and Mike Hill?
Hey boy, that's a tough one, boy.
Mike Hill got the best hair in the game right now.
I could care less.
All right, that's what's up. But that's what's up. But like I said earlier, man, I thank all y'all boys for coming together. Oh, Jay Barnes, I forgot about Jay Barnes. I called everybody's name, didn't call his name. I definitely don't want to leave my main man, Jay Barnes, out. But like I said, I appreciate everybody who helped us out these last few days on helping Team Big Low get up and running to make it up to Indiana so that we can put on a good show for the spectators, the fans, the haters, and everybody in between. Man, we love you. Got a lot of respect for y'all. And if y'all didn't learn nothing from this show today, I want y'all to know one thing. Your word is your bond. If you don't have your word, you ain't got yourself nothing. You know what I mean? And try to surround yourself with good people, man. Because when you surround yourself with good people, good stuff happens. You know what I mean? So with that being said, that's my final comment for the show. I love you. Until next week, I'm out. See y'all in Indiana. Peace. Good night.